Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top story is Chicago aldermen and some civil rights advocates say the city needs to take stronger action against police officers who associate with extremist groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. WBBM's Craig Delamore has our top story.
25th Ward Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez wants hearings on an ordinance that would mean Chicago cops could not stay on the job if they participate in the activities of racist, anti-Semitic, misogynistic, homophobic, or other extremist groups.
In light of the horrific murder of Tyree Nichols in Memphis, as well as the tragedy of another activist murder in Atlanta, we understand and we are urging elected officials to take this matter urgently.
Jeff Tischhauser, an analyst with the Southern Poverty Law Center, says they studied groups like the Proud Boys
and learned a lot about how hate and extremist groups use police to legitimize their activities.
Alderman Sigcho Lopez acknowledges crafting an ordinance won't be easy, but that's what the hearings will be for. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
A home invasion in Chicago's northwest side this morning left an 80-year-old man in critical condition.
The 80-year-old suffering several injuries during a physical altercation, which began when a male and female knocked on his door in the 8500 block of West Catherine and then made entry without his permission when he opened it. The elder man is a FOID card holder, according to Chicago police, who say that his attackers fled after he shot a gun in their direction, striking the male attacker in the chest. The preliminary information from police lists the suspect as also in critical condition, having self-transported to a nearby hospital. The female attacker was not injured. Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, despite the temporary deep freeze this week, Chicago's transit agencies say they're prepared to make the commute smooth and warm.
Cold weather is nothing new for Chicago, but it can still cause disruptions in public transportation.
Despite the bitter cold that's forecasted, we know that our riders still need to get to where they're going, and so we take that responsibility really, really seriously.
CTA spokesperson Maddie Kilgannon says overhead heaters are installed at over 120 outdoor stations for those waiting on buses and trains.
And then we use sand on platforms and salt near entrances to mitigate any ice accumulation.
Meantime, Metra says when temperatures drop below zero, it keeps its locomotives powered up overnight and uses gas heaters to keep critical switches in use. Both agencies remind commuters to check the Ventra app and social media for any updates on delays or weather disruptions. Rachel Pearson, 105.9 WBBM.
A study conducted by three nonprofit fossil fuel critics, including one based here in Chicago, says ComEd, Nicor, and People's Gas lead 30 states in the most disconnections for nonpayment. David Collada, executive director of the Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, which did not participate in the study, says when it comes to heat, there's an affordability crisis.
That's because the infrastructure is incredibly expensive. And reckless spending by People's Gas and other gas utilities has put us in a situation where a basic human right to heat your home in the winter is being called into question.
The Energy and Policy Institute says ComEd is in its hall of shame for increasing disconnections while campaigning for rate increases. ComEd is questioning the credibility of the study. A Nicor spokesperson says its shutoffs are increasing at a lower rate than the report cited. People's Gas has not commented.
Public school superintendents across Illinois want the state to provide more incentives to hire and train teachers to address a troubling shortage.
The sixth annual survey by the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools found about one in three job openings for teachers, special ed, and support staff went unfilled or was filled by someone underqualified. Dr. Mark Kleisner is the group's president.
This is not something that started with COVID. Certainly COVID exacerbated the situation, and we are freely using the word crisis.
68% of superintendents who responded said they had fewer people apply at the start of this school year than the year before. And among those, the credentials are lacking.
There's a concerning number of schools that report that less than half of the applicants that they receive are actually qualified for the roles they're applying for.
That means districts have had to eliminate or go remote for some higher level classes in foreign language, science, and math. The group's looking for more money from the state to recruit, train, and retain teachers. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBB.
A 50-year-old Zion man is out on bond after being arrested for alleged DUI and running into a police squad car.
Lake County Sheriff's Police say a deputy had pulled over a car last night at Lewis Avenue and Wadsworth Road in Beach Park when the deputy's squad was rear-ended by a Chevy pickup truck. The sheriff's deputy was not injured and got out to check what happened. The deputy allegedly smelled alcohol on Jesus Garcia's breath, called in other deputies, and Garcia was eventually charged with driving under the influence, resisting arrest, violating Scott's law, and driving without proof of insurance. He was released on $35,000 bond. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago has launched a new program with the West Side that's devoted to responding to 911 calls involving mental health or substance abuse. The city says the teams with mental health professionals will launch in the spring and summer and will serve broader age groups and types of calls.
The Chicago Architecture Center will be featuring the best of architecture and design through film this week. The 14th edition is in Chicago in its new space for the first time and will spotlight 15 global films about design's impact on art, fashion, architecture, urban planning, and housing. Senior curator Michael Brown says the film fest will be held in Skyscraper Gallery, which will provide a unique backdrop and experience for guests.
So over the course of about 4 days, Thursday, Friday night, there are several films. We have 15 feature films in rotation that you could buy a ticket to. Some are 60 minutes long, some are 90 minutes long. And you buy a ticket just like any other theater, except you have an interesting experience at the Chicago Architecture Center seeing a design movie in a non-traditional space.
The Architecture and Design Film Fest has grown into the world's largest of its kind devoted to the subject, with annual events in New York and satellite events around the world.
Now, voting ends tomorrow, and the 50 finalists for Chicago's Name a Snowplow contest. The top six vote-getters will represent each of the city's snow each of the city's districts. Among the snowplow name finalists, Ernie Snowbanks, Sleet Home Chicago, and Super Bowl Shovel. You can vote at chicagoshovels.org.
Good stuff. Speaking of voting, a reminder from the Chicago's Board of Election Commissioners, paper applications to register to vote ahead of the next election are due tomorrow. Online voter registration will continue through February 12th.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.